Transmission.
Huygens Gevoygens. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So on the count of three, we will begin. One, two, three. Yes. My name is Tobe, and I thought my sinuses were clear enough to do this. Maybe not. Are we good? I drink tea. Okay, I think I'm good. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. Our sergeant at arms is sitting 2 meters away, licking her butt. Because that's what kitties do. Hi, Pippa! Oh, Pippa is a good kitty. And so what are Pippa and I doing? I don't know. I don't have my glasses on. There. Put my glasses on. And I can now see that Sense and Sensibility is on TV. Oh. And yes, it is my favorite one with Emma Thompson, Kate Winslet, and Alan Rickman is in it. Hugh Laurie is in it in a small part. Hugh Grant is also in it. And between the two Hughes, I'd rather watch Hugh Laurie than Hugh Grant. Hugh Laurie, he's only in a couple of scenes in this film, but it does make me laugh. And what is the name of that other actress who plays Dolores Umbridge in the Harry Potter film? She's in this as well. Who else is in this? Basically, I think this is the prequel to Harry Potter. But you know what the big question is? The big question is, why did Hugh Laurie never appear in any Harry Potter movies? You know what I'm saying? Right? N'est-ce pas? Nictoire? What am I trying to say here? It just shocks me. You have every other famous and great English or British actor in all of the Harry Potter movies. Any British actor with any kind of name or reputation whatsoever was in those movies. But not Hugh Laurie. Why is that? Hugh Laurie, he would have been great as a bad guy. He would have been great as a good guy. He would have been great as a professor of Hogwarts. He would have made an awesome Death Eater. But no, we found no Hugh Laurie in any Harry Potter film. Was that because he was under contract and doing House, and so he wasn't allowed to do any other movies or stuff? Oh, here we go. Kitty poop sounds. That's my kitty. That's Pippa. She jumped up for a second and ran over into the litter box and made her funny noises. Oh, that's a good baby. That's our kitty. That's our kitty cat. Meow, meow, meow. Baby bazookers. Right, so, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, Hugh Laurie. does not make any appearances in any Harry Potter movies. That just strikes me as being wrong. How did that not work? How did that... Mind-boggling. Just mind-boggling. So anyway, here I am drinking tea on this strangely rainy day. Yeah, I slept well, and my sinuses were different when I woke up this morning, and I realized, oh, it must be raining. Oh, hi, Pippa. Is that a fun poop? Okay, see you later. So now I gotta scoop out the kitty box. So yeah, it's raining today, and it's cool. The Weather Channel says it's 68 degrees, and I want to go outside, and I want to go to Harrenhaven, and I was sort of waiting for the rain to stop, but it never stopped. It's still going, and so I thought, well, I better start doing the show. But I still might go to Harrenhaven later. The rain could stop still sometime soon. So I'm trying to pay attention to it. I'm wondering if we're going to have any mushrooms. Yeah, maybe. I want to go outside. Is the rain going to stop? I do not know. And here comes Professor Snape. I mean, Alan Rickman. And he's apologizing to Emma Thompson. Yeah, so Harry Potter it is. That's my favorite thing to do these days. You know, I watch these costume dramas because I love the clothes. And look at the way this guy is dressed. I would love to dress like that, but I don't think I could because, you know, that's like 8 layers of clothes and I would probably die. But then again, back then it might have been okay, because we're talking about houses that don't have central heating. But geez, in the middle of summer, these people are wearing suits. It's just ridiculous. But that's another fun game you can play. Watch an English costume drama of some kind. Doesn't really matter what it is. You know, you can watch Sense and Sensibilities, or you can watch some Merchant Ivory type film like A Room with a View or whatever. And as you watch these movies, watch for other people. Watch for actors and actresses who appeared in Harry Potter movies. Everyone you watch will have a Harry Potter star in them. I guarantee it. Watch any Merchant Ivory production, and you will see Harry Potter people. It's true. It is true. Oh. You know what else just occurred to me? This is Ang Lee, right? Let's check the credits here. Yeah. We got a lot of Ang Lee films here on Channel 84. We had Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. We got Sense and Sensibility. We got House of Flying Daggers. What else is on here tonight? Let's check the TV schedule. Across the Great Divide. The Secret of Nim. Mermaids, Roman Holiday, all right. Roman Holiday is tonight at 7 p.m., but I've seen it enough that I don't really need to watch it again today. But still, Audrey Hepburn, Audrey Hepburn. Eric the Viking is on later. And then The Babe with John Goodman. Oh, yes, Eric the Viking. And although it is English made, will you find any Harry Potter people in it? I don't know. You'll find lots of Monty Python guys. So, you know, you might be able to find You might be able to find a Harry Potter people. Considering there was a little bit of crossover between Monty Python and Harry Potter. And the James Bond franchise, for that matter. That crossover is, of course, John Cleese, who played Q in some of the Bond movies, and he played Nearly Headless Nick, the ghost, in the first Harry Potter movie. But we never see him after that. That's the one thing I don't like about the Harry Potter franchise, is that once something is introduced in one of the stories, in one of the school years, then you never see it again. You never see the details that make the first couple books really good. It changes. I understand the necessity to do that, but still. Alright, so what's on 87 today? Oh, speaking of James Bond, Spectre is on later. Oh, and the Bourne Legacy. Is this a Bourne weekend? It's not even the weekend. I don't even know what day it is. Tuesday? I think it's Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? That seems reasonable. And what else we got on? I'm just going up the channels here looking for... What do I watch on Tuesdays? I don't remember. I used to watch a show on Tuesdays, but now I can't remember what it was. It must not be on. Da-da-da-da. Nothing going on here. So let's wrap around. We gotta check the low-numbered stations now. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. There's nothing on TV. And that's okay with me. I'll just watch videos of Pachinko. Or you know what else I've been watching? I've probably mentioned this a few times. I've been watching a lot of wood turning. I've always enjoyed lathes and the things you can do with a lathe. And so recently I've been watching some wood turning stuff on YouTube. And I've been watching two guys in particular. One guy... Although his projects turn out neat, it doesn't start out, he doesn't start out with planning anything, and he screws up a lot of stuff, and he's an idiot. He's nearly illiterate. You can tell he did not finish a very high level of education. And, he somehow manages to turn out some great stuff. And so I can watch his videos as long as I have the audio off. I'm not going to say his name or who he is. But then there's another guy I like to watch. What's his name? Andy Phillip? He doesn't talk during his videos. He just lets his actions do the talking for him. He makes some cool stuff. So I've been watching a little bit of that. Some wood turning. And somehow I got sidetracked into watching some aluminum casting, and that was neat. So now what am I doing? Now I'm doing nothing. Just flipping through the TV channels. Yeah, I don't think I have to worry about missing any shows tonight because there's no shows on. It's Tuesday. Tuesday. The good news is I just got an email minutes ago. About 20 minutes ago, I got an email from my dad saying, "Let's go out to eat tomorrow night. We will eat tacos." And I said, "Yes. Yes, I will eat tacos. That sounds like a fantastic idea." So, yay, I get to eat tacos tomorrow. What am I going to eat today? I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I've got some frozen food in the freezer. What did I get? I don't remember. I got some kind of frozen beef and broccoli thing with rice because I love rice so much. Rice is like my favorite thing. The only thing that I don't want to eat rice in is burritos. How did we get to this point in the world where a burrito is something with a pound of rice in it? Or, that's the one thing I hate the most. We got all these new sort of weird burrito places that people are really impressed. Oh, the burritos, they're as big as your head. Well, that's because they have a pound of rice in them. There's 3 ounces of beef, just like any other regular burrito, and then a pound of rice to make it huge, to make you think you're getting something good. But it's just filler. Such yummy tea. I do eat a lot of rice, and I do like it, but I don't want to eat it in burritos. Rice is not a burrito ingredient. And if I want to eat a pound of rice, I'll just eat a pound of rice. I don't need to wrap it up in a tortilla and say, oh, look, a burrito. God. Oh, yeah. And if you want good burritos, I know where to get them around here. And I can tell you right now, it's not at Chipotle or at Qdoba or any of those 1 pound of rice places. No, no, no. I also know where the crazy enchiladas are. And there's this one place down in South Omaha. They have these chicken enchiladas. And basically, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like this creamy chicken filling and then topped with, you know, green chili. Oh, and they're super good. Oh, they're so good. Gosh, now I'm kind of hungry for those. I haven't had any of those in a while. Yeah, now that I'm thinking about 24th Street. I'm thinking about this other place. What is that place called? I can't remember. It's a woman's name. It's like Katarina's. That might be the name of it. And it's this crazy little dive of a place. But it's great. They have Tacos al Pastor going all the time. And it's sort of that pineapple al pastor. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, those tacos are insanely good. Oh, this is a good town for tacos and burritos and enchiladas. Got some good stuff floating around. Jeez, and now I kind of want Tacos al Pastor. But then I'd have to drive all the way down to South Omaha. You know, it's not that far. You know, we can be there in 20 minutes. But that's the furthest that's about the furthest thing away in Omaha. It's only about 20 minutes away. Yeah, that's the one thing I wish Abelardo's did. I wish Abelardo's had Tacos al Pastor. Because then I could get al pastor after a 1 minute drive. Does it take me 1 minute to drive to Abelardo? So it takes a little bit longer than that. Maybe 2 minutes. And I have 2 Abelardos very close to me. 2 locations. Within a very quick drive. And lately, I haven't been going to the one on 90th Street. Lately, I've been going to the one on 120th Street with my dad. Hey, let's go get some of those Abelardo's tacos. Okay. Yeah, my dad likes carne asada tacos, too, from Abelardo's. They're so good. Yummy diced steak with pico de gallo and guacamole salsa. Oh, so delicious. on double corn tortillas. Mm-mm-mm. And then you go to the salsa bar and get some of their homemade salsas, more pico de gallo, and limes. You got to get slices of lime. And lately, when I've been going to Abelardo's, they haven't had any of my agua fresca flavors. You know, usually I'm a mango guy, and if I can't get mango, I'll do cantaloupe, because that location on 120th Street, they always have cantaloupe. Last time I went there, they did not have cantaloupe, but they did have piña, you know, pineapple. So I had pineapple agua fresca with my spicy, spicy tacos. The other thing is, at the 120th Street location, they have a freezer full of helados. Basically, like Mexican popsicles. Except these are like really good, and they're high quality, and they have actual fruit pieces frozen into them. So, you know, if you get like the kiwi one, there's slices of kiwi right there, and you can see them, and they're delicious, and they're yummy, and they have all kinds of crazy flavors that are really good. Now I want one of those. I want one of those pina colada ones, or one of those raspberry ones. God, they're really good. I want helados. Yes, I do. But I don't know. Maybe not today. What am I going to eat today? I do not know. Probably something with rice, but it will not be a rice burrito. Oh, I am leading the crusade against rice burritos. That's just not right. Oh no, here comes Hugh Grant. I'm not really that big of a Hugh Grant fan. I always sort of thought he was kind of a doofus. But I have to admit, he is kind of funny in things. When you need a befuddled Englishman. If you have a play or a movie and one of the characters is a befuddled Englishman, then you have no choice but to cast Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant. Sounds like a donkey braying. And speaking of braying donkeys, what's happening on, here we go, Channel 77. The Tour de France channel. So here's what happens. You turn over to this channel to watch the Tour de France, and the first thing you'll notice is that there's no Kraftwerk music in the background. That's not good. The one thing I like about the Tour de France is all the aerial shots. You know, you got the helicopter shot or the drone shot following the bicyclists. And you can see the lovely French countryside. And you think, oh, look, I would like to go there. Or you think, if you're me, you think, oh, gee, I would like to model that. I would like to build a model of that little French village. Well, something has happened here. Oh, apparently this stage of the Tour de France is over. So they're giving a guy a jersey. It's not a yellow jersey. It's the polka dot jersey. And now he's getting chaste little kisses from French girls in sundresses. One of which is really cute. And she's clapping her hands. Yay, look how talented I am. I'm a spokesmodel. I can clap. My other skills include walking in heels. smiling when I have a headache. Don't make myself laugh. Spokesmodels. Is that still a thing? Let's face it. These Tour de France spokesmodels are really just track girls. Glorified track girls. Oh, but we don't have to hold umbrellas. Well, yeah, but still. Your only job is to stand around and look cute. So anyway, yeah, apparently there's more Tour de France coming up. Yes, an encore presentation of Stage 10, or whatever it said. I didn't really read it. Look at us. We're a bunch of guys riding bikes. I don't see how this is fun, but then again, I don't live in France. That's the whole problem. They don't have BMX in France. They have mountains. Why don't they have mountain biking? I don't know. I do not know. This guy spends a lot of time kissing that religious medal hanging around his neck. Yeah, because Saint whoever, the patron guardian saint of bicyclists, and Jesus, made me win today. I would just like to thank Jesus for making my bicycle racing career possible. Oh, yeah. Basically, I think it comes down to, yes, I'd like to thank Jesus for letting me not get caught taking performance-enhancing drugs. I'd like to thank Jesus for scheduling the random drug tests at good times so that all my steroids could not be detected. I'd like to thank Jesus for I don't know. All right, there goes my voice. Are we running out of time yet? I'm losing my voice. Oh, yeah, we've still got about a minute and a half to go, give or take. So I've got a little bit of tea left. Hopefully it will last. As I look out the window, I can still see some rain. I am hoping that the rain will abate. I haven't been to Herrenhaven in so long. I'd like to see what is going on. I haven't seen any marmots in a long time. We gotta find some matis. I don't know. I want to go out in the rain. I'm not waiting for it to stop raining necessarily. I'm waiting for it to subside enough that I can go out without, you know, getting completely soaking wet. But I don't know. It looks like it's been raining for a while. We've got some pretty heavy drainage going down my street. It must have started raining last night. And it's still going. I don't know. Hopefully this will abate for a while. And I can run out and see what's going on at Herrenhaven and give you an update. But that's for another time, because time's up here. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and it's time for me to go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.